Welcome to the Daily News Podcast with host Daniel Beard.
Hello and welcome to the Daily News Podcast. I'm your host Daniel Beard and one of the editors of Share Moving Media's Daily News. Today we welcome back Graham Garrison. He's the editor of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting and the managing editor of Repertoire. Graham, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Today we're following up on COVID-19 test kits, how the hospitals are using these test kits, and what challenges may arise with more testing. Graham, you've been in contact again with our physician lab columnist Jim Pogge and others late last week and early into this week. When we last spoke, there were four test versions approved: the CDC's version, Roche, Thermo Fisher, and Quidel. What's the latest on COVID-19 tests being approved? Have more companies filed for and received emergency use for these test kits? And if so, how many?
Yeah, we've more than doubled since the last time that we kind of looked at this on the podcast. There's a lot, which is good news. Thermo Fisher, obviously Roche, Abbott, Quidel, also Hologic. Cepheid came out with one that I'll talk a little bit more about in a second, Quest Diagnostics Lab, and a couple others. So we're seeing a big push to get these tests out in the market. Cepheid's is interesting because their claims are that they're able to get 45 minutes, which is the fastest turnaround time that we've seen to this point. So it could really be considered a point of care test. And, you know, that's the hope. I think the challenge right now for patients is, first of all, getting approval to get screened because there's not enough tests out there, but then having to wait. For instance, we had Samaya that did a lot of traveling in our network of friends, and she had to go through a lot of hoops just to get a test and is still waiting for the test, and it's been several days. So I know there's even getting a test doesn't guarantee that you're going to get a quick turnaround, but it seems like the industry is really ramping up its response to try to get visibility to who has it as quickly as possible.
And how are hospitals themselves using these tests?
Yeah, they're really trying innovative methods of getting out there. I just read at the Arizona Republic that Banner Health, that's Arizona's largest health system, was launching a drive-through COVID-19 testing for pre-screen patients. I know we've seen the headlines and visions from some news services of some of these test sites that just look completely overloaded with the demand. So I think Banner's being very wise in how they're doing this. So patients won't need a doctor's order, but they will need to speak by phone with a Banner clinician to first of all get scheduled. And they're not sharing the addresses, so there's not an overloaded demand. Patients are going to need to call ahead. So those who arrive at this testing site, if they find out about it without an appointment, they're not going to be tested. And that's what we're kind of seeing is the hospitals and health systems aren't able to test everybody that would want to test. So there's a little bit of triage involved there. They're really recommending that people with mild symptoms just stay home and try to recover because they're watching the amount of ICU beds and resources that they have to be able to handle what we hope does not become a surge, but just the inevitability of more serious cases happening. I've also saw in the news from a military perspective, Task and Purpose reported that the Air Force flew 1 million COVID-19 test swabs from Italy, from our bases in Italy, to Tennessee. So we're seeing a federal response, and our armed forces are going to start being deployed in ways that will hopefully help alleviate some of the capacity issues that we have.
Well, Graham, as we see testing ramp up, what kind of challenges arise what kind of challenges will arise with more testing capability?
You know, what I'm keeping an eye on right now are the specialized swabs that are used to test patients. Apparently there's two top makers in the United States, and the demand is extraordinary for them. I think one of the local newspapers for one of these companies in Maine was interviewed, and they're just getting inundated with calls and requests. So I think that will be tied to the federal government's response. I think we're going to see more involvement from the federal government taking over some of the supply and creation of these products in order to get them to where they need to be. And we're seeing some of these companies with specialized parts of the tests and other products and services that we're going to need for COVID-19 having an unprecedented demand for their services. So how they're going to try to respond and then how the federal government may jump in to either help them or, just work within the distribution network is going to be very interesting to see.
Now, something like specialized swabs, for example, is that used in every COVID-19 test or are those used in different sorts of COVID-19 tests?
I don't know if each individual test. I just know that they're part of kind of the overall drive for demand. And it's something that the CDC and Food and Drug Administration have singled out as suitable for most of the coronavirus testing.
Okay. All right. Well, the news changes daily, Graham, obviously, not only on COVID-19 testing, but just in general with the reporting on the coronavirus. So thanks again for joining us today on the Daily News Podcast. We look forward to having you back soon as we continue to ramp up our coverage on COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Listeners, you can find Graham's COVID-19 pandemic coverage on jhconline.com and repertoiremag.com. And you can find the Daily News in your email inbox each and every day. Thanks again, Graham.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me.